97.9 WSBT, Rick and April on our final day on the morning show. Just nice to have our friends visit us and on the air. It was great to talk with Max McCartney. You know, listening in this morning is Russ and Reed from Culver's. They're listening on the stream. They're at the Tri-Five Nationals. Now, I've never been there, but I bet it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Russ and Reed, thank you for being dear friends over all of these years. And I talked to Russ a couple of days ago. We're going to do our next happy hour at Culver's, probably in early September.
Sounds great.
That way, if we get a little rain, we can push it back to mid-September or whatever.
Sure.
But ahead of that, we're going to be at the Red Robin this month.
Yes, August 20th, I believe.
As I said to Eva, I'm so blessed. I've got such great friends.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for anything better, nothing better than family and friends. And we got a great staff here that I love. And 55 years on the radio, started back humbly as a kid in my senior year at Kent State University on the radio at an FM radio station. It's interesting. All my other friends were getting jobs in AM radio, and I couldn't get someone that I could get a job with AM radio when I needed it, but identified an FM radio station. That was 1970. FM radio did not become the powerhouse it is until about 1979. So I was an early pioneer in FM radio and didn't know it, but not too embarrassed because I got to cut my teeth and then I went on to Cleveland from there, but it was all good. But the joys here at WSBT over the years have been more than we can even begin to mention. And yesterday got a call from a dear friend, Larry from the Isle of Car Show. And he said, Rick, I just want to let you know how much you've meant to me personally and how much you've meant to the Isle of Car Show. And I can remember when Larry and I first met each other and Larry took over the helm of the Isle of Car Show. He needed to move it into the next generation, keep it moving forward. If you stay the same, you just fall back and you lose.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many stories in history of great companies that didn't keep up. Well, the Isle of Car Show has definitely kept up, and it's better and better every year. And Larry was instrumental in the beginning, and then he brought Joe Opperman in to head up the Isle of Car Show when Larry stepped aside to become the emeritus. But Larry's been a dear friend, and just wanted to shout out to Larry this morning. Larry and Rhonda, his sweet wife as well. And I can remember when we were at the Isle of Car Show for our concerts. It was about 5 years ago, and we brought in two nights of shows. We brought in a great Eagles tribute band, and our wonderful listeners drove that two-lane highway all the way down to Iola to see the show.
Yep.
In the dark. And we had David Marks from the Beach Boys. We had a great Eagles tribute. But the two best shows of that weekend was, it was called Resurrection, a great tribute to Journey. And the same lead singer and that music and the band is going to be at the Grand Theater on November 15th. They call themselves today Journey from the Heart. And the other great show that night was Peter Noon from Hermit's Hermits. Just a great, great show.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And we've enjoyed being the sponsoring radio stations of the Isle of Car Show all of these years. And one of the treats that we've gotten was the opportunity to meet with some of the celebrities that come in. And one of those celebrities was Henry Winkler. And he was there once, and he wanted to come back.
Yeah.
That says volumes. And he brought two of his friends, Donnie Most and Anson Williams, with him. And Ron Howard couldn't make it because he was tied up in contractual obligations. And here's a little bit from that visit with Henry.
Another beautiful Wisconsin morning. Rick and April on Muzzy in the Morning on 97.9 WSBT. And every year, it's a treat to get to talk to some of the wonderful people in entertainment. I think it was about 3 years ago, we got to talk with Henry Winkler. And he's coming back this year, and he's on the phone with us right now. Henry, good morning.
Good morning to you. I have to say, it is such a pleasure. Here we are the second time, and the second time in Iola. Unbelievable.
Everybody knows you, and when you were here last time, there was just so many people wanted your signature, wanted to say hello, Did you enjoy your time?
One of the things about being alive is that we're all together. We are all the same. And people telling you they like what you do with your life is one of the great compliments outside of the family.
We do love you and love what you do.
We love you from the very first time we saw you on Happy Days. How many years ago was that?
50. We are celebrating 50 years of Happy Days, which is just astonishing how quickly that time goes. And Donnie, Most, Anson Williams, and I thought we should go back to the scene of the crime.
Was that like a family, all of you still friends today?
Absolutely. Rest his soul, Gary Marshall, who was the creator and the producer of our show for all those years, he said, if we play together, we stay together. And we played softball all over the nation and then in Japan and Germany. And this year, at the Brewers did a Fonzie statue bobblehead.
Awesome.
You're just back from Ireland, aren't you?
Yes, Stacy and I were on a book tour for my memoir, Being Henry, some of which I will have at the Iola table. And we did a book tour, and while I was in England, we were invited to Royal Ascot to the races. It was amazing. And then I got word that the Queen wanted to meet me. And so we had to wear a top hat and tails, tie, and we went down on the paddock, and there she was. And this was the second time I met her 10 years ago when she gave me a literacy award for the Hank Zipser series.
We're talking with Henry Winkler. We affectionately know him as the Fonz.
Now playing even more of Wisconsin's greatest hits.
97.9 WSBT Hot Stuff. Donna Summer, kind of a special Friday morning. This is April's and my last morning show together. I never thought this day would come, but it started 55 years ago for little Ricky Muzzy, as my mother used to call me and my sister Barb. My sister says, Rick, as a kid, she says, you look just like Ricky Nelson. And I thought, what a nice compliment.
Wow.
Ricky was one of my favorites on television. But it's been 55 wonderful years. One memory I have that I thought I would never see and certainly never want to see again. And by the way, dear friend Bob Berg is in the studio with us this morning, and I talk about the joy I've had in life, and it's been the good friends, and Bob's been one of my dear friends. Brought us coffee and donuts this morning. Bob, thank you.
Our favorites even.
So you listen to Bob's voice and you think he should be on radio.
Yeah.
Where have you been hiding?
I don't know. I missed out on it for the first 47 years, Rick.
We should have Bob do some commercials.
There you go.
Seriously.
We'll line them up.
One moment that I remember that I never want to have happen again. And I was ending the morning show at that time, and April wasn't with me then, and it was 9/11. And I can remember it was at the very end of the morning show, and somebody in the building said, come, look at the television. Look at what's happening.
Yeah.
And we saw the first plane hit the tower. I think we all thought at that time, this is a freak accident.
Sure.
But when another one hit the tower and we turned on national news, we know it was no freak accident, and it was scary. So do you remember that, Bob?
I certainly do. We were at a convention out in Salt Lake City when that happened. I woke up in the morning, turned on the TV, saw it happen, and I had the same impression. I go, this is just a terrible accident. It must have been really foggy or something.
Yeah.
And then when the second one hit, it was no accident. We found that out. We ended up, we had a group of about 40 people out there. We ended up chartering a Greyhound bus to get back to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we dropped off people all over the country on the way here. But
wow.
I can also remember, I was never so happy to be home in all my life. My wife and daughter met me at the airport in Madison. I was just elated.
I'm sure we all thought, is it going to happen here next?
Sure.
What's going on here? And you know what? For all the responders, first responders in central Wisconsin and all over this great country, those that rushed in, those that rushed in to that terrible situation and put their lives at risk with all that debris and harmful material and asbestos and whatever.
Yeah.
God bless them. Never want to see that happen again.
Nope, but it was kind of nice how the country pulled together after that.
Now they have that tunnels to towers that are helping the injured people from that incident with purchasing houses and financial support and all that good stuff. It's really good to see.
You know, another good thing that's happening that we've been pleased to help promote and be a little part of is the honor flights.
Yeah.
When our veterans get to go to Washington, D.C., and the colonel has asked me to go as a volunteer several years, and I never have. I regret that I haven't done that. But to go in for that one day with the men and women who have served and get to see their monuments, what a nice thing that they do for them.
Yeah.
Because this changes their life this day, because they never talk about it.
Yeah.
And here now they can talk about it among their fellow peers.
I hear it's very healing for everybody who goes.
From people that I've talked to that have gone on the honor flights, they say it's just amazing to see their the emotions of the veterans when they look at that wall. It's just phenomenal.
I would like to go see that with or without the honor flight. I'd like to go there. One of my dearest friends in college, when I was at Kent State, and again, I graduated in 1970. I think it was 1969. He was struggling, and he said, you know what? I got a low draft number, like I did. And he says, I'm just going to go get in the service. I'm going to go in the service, put this behind me, and then come back and finish college. He never came back. Mm-hmm. So sad. One of the nice guys. Well, we've had an opportunity on the morning show over the years to visit with a lot of nice people. And I can't think of anybody nicer that we got to visit with than Bart Starr. I can remember talking to him. What a gentleman. What a class act. He's done such good things, like he adopted the Rawhide Ranch, gave his MVP Corvette to them to raise money, and supported them over all the years. And I looked up this morning, Bob, the 10 greatest Packers of all time. Where do you think Bart Starr falls on the list of 10?
I'm cheating. I heard it earlier. It was number one.
Number one. I was so pleased to hear that.
Yeah.
Number one. We got a chance to visit with Bart Starr. I wanted to share that with you. What a humble and nice man. And I don't know if many people know, he was on the board of directors for Century Insurance for many years and really loved that honor.
I'm here, Rick. How you doing?
Mr. Starr, I am doing very good. May I call you Bart?
I was about to say, we don't want to be called Mr. Call Bart, please.
It's an honor to talk with you. Thank you very much. How are you today?
Well, thank you. It's great to speak with you, and I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Well, I wanted to visit with you a little bit. Fond memories for those years at the Packers?
We just have many, many thoughts and memories of those times, and it was a great thrill and an honor to be with the Packers during those years. Yes,
I know that that Vince Lombardi made a very, very smart decision making you his starting quarterback after he got to the Packers. Do you have fond memories of Vince?
I certainly do, because he was an outstanding coach. He was a wonderful leader, teacher, professor, if you will, in the classroom. And he brought everything he needed to bring to that position in an outstanding way.
And I know he had a concept that you believe in. He had a concept he called TEAM, T-E-A-M.
That's correct. You know what it's spelled, don't you?
No, go ahead.
Together, everyone achieves more.
And it really does work, doesn't it, Bart?
It certainly does. That's why I like to spell it.
You had so many great days with the Green Bay Packers. You're the only quarterback in NFL history to lead a team to 5 championships, 2 Super Bowls, 1 and 2, and there was the Ice Bowl and the Mud Bowl. Great memories about the Ice Bowl?
We certainly do. It was a fabulous game, and when you put 2 great teams on a field and they have to play to the best of their ability in a championship game, and the conditions are as they were in the Ice Bowl, that is a challenge.
I'm sure it was. Was there any particular play in that game that you remember? You called the plays, didn't you, Bart?
Yes, we did. But on occasion, we would be at the sidelines and maybe discussing something with Coach Lombardi. But, yes, we were trained to call all of our plays, and he did a marvelous job with us with respect to that.
Now playing even more of Wisconsin's greatest hits.
97.9 WSPT. I want to say hello to our good friends Kent and Lisa, who stopped by and brought us some goodies this morning.
Very nice of them.
They've been good friends for 25 years, and Kent's Towing and Stevens Point, they're just the best, and they've helped me with some moving projects in the past. You're not going to find nicer people anywhere.
Yep, good peeps.
We love it. To come to our happy hours, Kent's got some really nice cars and invited me to come over and see his cars. I can't wait to do that. Something I've not talked about on the radio, we're talking about my roots. I started 55 years ago in radio. It's been a great ride, and people ask me when I'm going to retire, and I thought, well, why would I want to retire, you know? Paul Harvey went till he was 90. Vince Scully went to his 85. Well, I'm going to semi-retire. Let's put it that way. We've got a great team here at Muzzy Broadcasting, so I'm just going to step back and do a little less. Enjoy life, and maybe if the good Lord lets me, play a little bit more golf, and we'll have a new morning show on Monday. You're going to like it.
Yep.
You're going to like the new morning show. We'll tell you about it in just a little bit. We're going to stay on till 9:30 this morning, so I hope you can stay all the way. I don't know if it'll be a surprise, but the closing song, I think you'll want to stay for that. Just before 9:30, our closing song. If you want to take a guess what song it would be, text us, email us, call us. What do you think Rick's going to play as his closing song after 55 years? But one of the things that I rarely talked about, it happened every year, May 4th of every year, was the tragedy at Kent State University. I went to Kent State University. My father was there before me, and I followed in his footsteps in so many ways. I can remember that weekend, the National Guard was on the campus. It was my senior year. We were getting ready to go to spring break and graduation. I was going to graduate in the spring. And all of a sudden, tragedy struck. That weekend, I decided to go visit my dear wife, Eva, who was my fiancée at the time. She was teaching in Warren, Ohio, about an hour away. I thought, I'm going to go visit Eva this weekend. I don't have anything to do. I don't have exams coming up on Monday. I got a class on Monday at 1 o'clock at Taylor Hall. I'll just go visit Eva for the weekend, and then I'll come back. So I did that, and I'm driving onto campus. I think it was Monday, May 4th. Yeah, Monday, May 4th, 1970. And I'm listening to a radio station, a local radio station. There's tragedy on the Kent State campus, and Kent is under National Guard alert.
Wow.
No one's allowed on campus, so I couldn't even drive on campus. But the Saturday before, while I'm in Warren with Eva, the rioters burned down the ROTC building. And there was a group traveling the country stirring up students. And it was called the SDS, Students for a Democratic Society. Well, they landed in Kent State University the Friday night before. They were downtown riling up the students. It was all about the war. And they were throwing bricks through the windows of the store merchants, which was a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Store merchants didn't do anything. In fact, I worked downtown in a men's clothing store during college. So that was Friday. Saturday, they burned the ROTC building down. And then Monday, there was a standoff. So Taylor Hall was at the foot of one of the hills, and right below Taylor Hill was Blanket Hill. And Blanket Hill was a place where the kids would go study. They'd bring a blanket from their dorm or whatever, throw it on the hill, study. Maybe boyfriends and girlfriends would be there studying together. You know, they would just take a quick nap together, just relax on a sunny day. Well, the National Guard was at the very end of Blanket Hill, looking up at Taylor Hall. Well, Taylor Hall is where my journalism class was at 1 o'clock. Well, regrettably or gladly, I was a few minutes late for class.
Yeah.
If I had been there, I would have been like everybody else, standing outside watching the National Guard at the foot of the hill, fully armed. And then what happened? There's speculation. one of the National Guard heard shoot. They were throwing tear gas at the students, which wouldn't kill anybody. And the students were throwing them back and throwing some stones back at them. And then the shooting happened. The real tragedy was the bullets were going skyward. They were going up the hill into the back parking lot behind Taylor Hall between the buildings. And four of my fellow students were shot dead. And they weren't even down there protesting. They were up on the hill behind the building.
Wow.
And they were killed. Four Dead in Ohio became a famous rallying song.
Thank God for being late.
It could have been me, Kent State. 8:55 on a Friday morning. Like I said, we're going to go one more half hour. Brand new morning show on Monday. We'll tell you about it in the next half hour. And I know you're going to enjoy it. So stay with us. And if you think you know what the last song I'm going to play this morning, I will be amazed. Absolutely. I will be amazed. 97.9 WSPT. Got another celebrity guest coming up in the next half hour. Stay with us.